listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
Good morning. This is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show on mystr.co.uk. Put my teeth in. I've started already on co.uk. It's the marathon. It's the birthday.
And it's the half marathon.
And it's the half. Yeah. All right.
I didn't know that William Shakespeare died on his birthday.
Yes, born and died on his birthday.
I learned that this year.
23rd of April.
Wasn't his birthday Friday as opposed to Saturday this year?
Was he drunk or something, someone said?
Yeah, it was Friday, April the 23rd.
Was he drunk when he came out?
No, he had a brain tumor.
Oh dear, sorry.
No, I don't know where you got that from. Yeah, and my dad died on the same day.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He didn't like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ten years ago. 10 years ago. On Friday. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, there you are. Anyway, let's put a joyous thing to the celebrations, which are the Shakespeare, because they don't go the Shakespeare Death Day celebrations, do they?
No, because it's his birthday.
Well, you know, but we've just found something on the shakespearesbirthday.org.uk. Check it out on a different tab, obviously, to the mystr.co.uk. Mm-hmm. And if you check out on the what's on bit,
it's so funny.
It goes literary. So I clicked on literary because we were thinking, listener, that we could actually inform you as to what is going on in Stratford this weekend.
I'm going to inform you, don't you worry. There's an evening with Roger McGough.
Oh, right. But I clicked on literary and it says, what's on? A stunning mix of old and new. There are currently no events listed for this category.
Ah, brilliant.
Thanks very much for that, shakespearesbirthday.org.uk.
But seeing as it is Stratford-upon-Avon Literary Festival, this evening there is an evening with Roger McGough, who is apparently an
Liverpool poet.
Yeah, the other best poet laureate we never had.
Yep, he's
Roger
brilliant.
Roger McGough, CBE, addresses the awkward age as he wrestles with mortality, seeks love in the laundrette, perspires in the Foreign Legion, snaps Henri Cartier-Bresson in Liverpool and jives in Macca's trousers. So he's going to be giving a chat at the Civic Hall this evening at 7 o'clock p.m.
Did you go to the parade yesterday?
I was there at the beginning.
But your son had a bit of a strop, didn't he?
Yes, so we went for food.
Right. Sam, did you go to the parade yesterday?
I was in here.
Oh.
Did you go
to the
parade?
Right, well, we'll leave Sam to his own devices.
It's just so stressful. I find big crowds stressful.
Are you an agoraphobic?
No.
I don't like crowded places.
I just find
places.
It quite stressful. I need to see it from a balcony. I need to be... I think
you are, Julia.
Above my station. A little bit above my station. I like to see it from afar.
So you are an agoraphobic then?
No, because I wouldn't be here if I was an agoraphobic.
No,
I?
No, no. Look, but the literal definition of an agoraphobic, the Greek word for agora,
agora
is a Greek word which means marketplace.
Right.
So it's the fear of the marketplace.
Well, I don't have the. I like the marketplace, especially when it's the farmers
market.
Well,
you're an old fishwife, aren't you?
I'd like my farmers market here in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Stratford
DuPont. Lovely food.
Is that your shop of the week?
Farmers market is.
Yes, it was on yesterday morning as well, and I missed it.
And I'd have to mention Frances, because she's the chocolatier.
Frances
Crute. Chocolatiers. Frances Crute, chocolatier, and she's always at the farmers market. Go and buy her chocolates.
Anyway, coming up, we've got.
Especially the strawberry and champagne ones. No, raspberry and champagne. Oh my God. Amazing.
Moving swiftly on.
Hey. I want a chocolate now. Immediately.
This is mystr.co.uk. Coming up on the show, we're going to be sorting through the madness that is the Shakespeare's birthday celebrations.
Yes. It's quite jolly in town.
We're going to be hearing the marathon.
We hope. We think they've already run past.
We think they might have run past already. But go check out the marathon after the show, obviously.
At the Rec.
If you are in Stratford.
Yes, go down to the Rec. That's where it finishes. That's where you can clap the poor people.
Cheer them on.
Staggering through.
And it was nice and sort of rainy and cool for them this morning.
Perfect
but it's going
conditions.
To get scorching now, I think.
According
to the clock, it's cloudy in Rugby. But I don't believe that clock anymore.
I don't believe that clock anymore either, Nick.
Me neither.
This is mystr.co.uk. Tune in with us until 12 o'clock.
Nick and Rochelle.
Naomi has never run the half marathon before, and this is her first time that she's running the half marathon. And Andrew's running the full marathon, the full 26 miles. And apparently, Andrew can do it. He's pushing for 3 hours, and Naomi's pushing for 2 hours. That's good, isn't it?
That's really good.
Yeah.
My mate Phil... is running the London Marathon today.
I couldn't do that. Well, it's such a boring, disgusting route.
It is horrible, isn't
I'll
it?
I need a pretty route.
I'd much
route.
Prefer to do that. You know, going down the Greenway is quite nice. But, yeah. You know, going down the back end of Canary Wharf is not nice.
And there's nice cafes on the Greenway as well. Those nice
Well, you can't
railway.
Stop. You can't stop. And you know.
I would.
Yes. There is the
But anyway, so last night I had to make a carbohydrate-fueled dinner. So we had loads of pasta, really nice. Let me tell you my little recipe: pasta with loads of salt, Marmite, and
Marmite.
Cheese. I know it sounds disgusting, but it is really nice. And if Naomi and Andrew were here, they would verify that it's gorgeous. Loads of salt, loads of Marmite, loads of cheese. Mix it up; it's gorgeous. So we had that. We had baked potatoes, and we had these massive ribs. And I feel sick. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, you're not
and
running
bread.
A marathon.
No, I wasn't even running it, but I felt like I needed to eat it with them because that was the food that I had prepared. And then this gorgeous spinach ciabatta bread.
You really did have some carbohydrates
We
there,
carved
didn't
it up, and I feel like I just feel disgusting today. I feel like bread that hasn't gone in the oven yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't look it. You're all right.
Oh, thanks.
But, you know, I put it to you that given the fact that you're not running a marathon or a half marathon...
Well, I should have been eating a salad.
You should have been eating a salad and bacon.
What are you saying?
Fatty. Never say that to a girl!
Get lost!
It was a joke! It was a joke.
Anyway, bit of Inspiral Carpets.
Oh, dear, I'm in trouble now, listener.
Huge trouble.
MySCR.co.uk.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. What's happened there, Roger, to your CD?
I don't know, that's how it feels to be lonely.
Oh, it's still trying.
It's trying desperately to play, but it's not going to play. The thing is, it's quite an old CD, so sorry about that. Maybe we should move on to Adam's request.
Yeah.
What do you think? Sorry about that, people. I do love the Inspiral Carpets and all that. I'll try and work it out.
I was sitting back and relaxing, avoiding... Roger's... avoiding Roger's metaphorical fist.
Yeah. Metaphorical, mate.
Anyway, this is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show, slick as ever.
Yes.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
You are listening to The Breakfasty Brunch Show. We are with you 3 till 12. As I said before, that track. If you have anything you would like to say about Stratford, maybe you want to talk about the parade yesterday, maybe you were in the parade, maybe you have friends in the marathon, whatever you would like. info@mycr.co.uk. Also about... anything politically you'd like to bring up, info@mycr.co.uk, seeing as it's May the 6th, is looming. I would also like to draw your attention once again to our new and updated Facebook page and our new and updated brand spanking new web page.
Join the Facebook page.
Yes, please do. We want to really, really get it out there now. So if you are already a fan, just... You know, get all your mates to join in too, and that we can have some fun over the airwaves.
Stratford Community Radio.
Right, I'm going to put on the blog later today, but people who are regulars at the Civic Hall will know that yesterday and the day before, there was a performance of Space Odyssey going on. And had kids from the local schools. And David Bradley was in it.
I know.
Space Odyssey, what?
Yeah, it was an opera. Thomas Jolliffe did it with Welcome Hills.
Mm. Wow.
And I got a picture... I got a picture with David Bradley backstage.
Did you?
It's absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to put it on the blog later today. It's on my Facebook if you know me. And you come and have a look during the next song. It's so funny. It's so funny.
I will come around and have a look. It was... there was a collaboration between the Swan Orchestra with the schools and then David Bradley. And there was another guy narrating it. Mm. And it was kind of a Space Odyssey opera. Amazing.
Wow. It was good.
Good
Sounds
stuff.
Fantastic.
More creative stuff, I say.
More creative stuff.
I'm loving it. Anyway, you are listening to The Breakfasty Brunch Show. As we said, time and time again, we are with you through till 12 noon.
Nick and Roger.
I've said this before and nothing happened, but email us in if you are listening. info@myscr.co.uk or onto the Breakfasty Brunchy website. I'll give you a fiver.
I'm listening.
From Stratford. No, do you remember when I offered a fiver and no one did, and then I played Pink Floyd Echoes for 20 minutes as a result, and five people emailed in.
Anyway.
Saying, please stop.
Anyway, we've got a request for the runners, haven't we?
We have. Big shout out to Emma Pallant in London there. This is Stratford Community Radio. In London, But the beauty of internet, Red, is you can hear it anywhere in the world, isn't it?
Exactly. And she was in Stratford-upon-Avon, and she did go and see Romeo and Juliet.
I've just invited a few friends of mine on Facebook who live in Australia to become part of the Breakfasty Brunchy group on Facebook.
Yes. We want more fans.
And I like the fact that my mate Anita, for example, lives in New Zealand. Mm. She'll be, she'll be asleep now. But, I mean, you know, there we are.
Be on a podcast.
But she can listen to it at 10 o'clock at night.
Cracking podcasts as well, you see.
I've changed I haven't released last week, so I still haven't done a write-up for it. But it's got new idents now, and it's got Peter talking between your links.
Peter?
Oh, really?
Brilliant. I almost feel like he's part of our family here at my SCR.
We call him Peter, not Pete. Peter Dixon.
I know. Yeah. See?
Pete.
See?
PD.
MySCR.co.uk.
Mandy Webb has tuned in. Actually, she'd like to notice some attractive guy. Any suggestions? I don't understand what that means.
So I think it's any suggestions for some attractive guys.
And is she looking after your son as we speak?
I hope so, because it appears that she is.
Right. And Woody's. My name is Clive Dubois, and I claim my fiver. Clive Wood, he claims his fiver because he is at Stratford. But Mandy got there before you.
But I don't even think she knew about the £5.
No, but... you know, that's fate.
That's life. That's life. Paul Anka does that, doesn't he? Doesn't he sing that song?
Yes.
Love that. Down your nose at me. I'm having a tough time here with these boys.
Oh, don't start pulling that one. Anyway, a big shout out.
Oh, my God. You are in big trouble.
You rule the roost here.
Hey, did you watch Over the Rainbow? I know we talked about
it. No.
Okay. Can I change the
Sam
subject?
Malloy, did you watch Over the Rainbow last night?
I just finish saying hello to the Avery family in London?
They sung that on Glee. I did a repeat of it for Naomi and Andrew Wilde. Let's play that because I love that song by the Beatles. Right. To the Avery family, that's what I'm saying. Please, can we?
All right.
I'm just talking about Glee, and I'm talking that they do a really good cover of Hello, Hello.
Can I change the subject?
Yes, go on, Sam.
We haven't got tea bags.
That's called...
end of show, let's go.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
That's example, won't go quietly. Bit boring. That was for Francesca Bailey in Cheltenham. Yeah. Francesca, we all right? Francesca Bailey, 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 Francesca Bailey.
Oh, you know that to mess up.
I did, yeah, so you got to take it.
Francesca Bailey, 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 Francesca Bailey.
Well, there you are.
That was for Francesca.
Wanted us to mention her name on the radio. Who was it? Francesca Bailey.
And if anyone else would like us to mention their name, we're going to do it as tongue twister.
Yeah.
From now on.
So Clive Dubois.
Clive Dubois. Clive Dubois. Clive Dubois. But he Clive hasn't Dubois. Asked for us to do it. It's good. No, one a week, and we'll do it.
A big shout out to Clive Wood. There. A big shout out to Jane McKenna.
They're all.
I've put these invites out on Facebook, they're all tuning in. Tuning in from Brighton. Richard, Jane, Austin, and Murray. Oh, Murray's only just. He must be only about 3 or 4 months old.
Like Olivia, they could meet.
They could meet. She could go for the older man.
I like Brighton. No, they're the same age.
Well, by a month.
Oh, okay.
You know. Can you play the late, great Bob Marley's jamming for us down here? Well, we'll see what we can do.
We'll see the magic of radio.
But a big shout out to you all down there in Brighton now. We've got Brighton, Munich.
We've got everyone bar Stratford.
Yeah, exactly. This is Stratford Community Radio where there is no community.
Can you repeat your slogan again?
Oh, yeah. Stratford Community Radio, where you can never count on professionals.
Stratford Community Radio.
This is Stratford Community Radio, through with you until 12 o'clock with the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. My name is Nick Asbury, and this is...
You started to get all... what's the word?
Local. Is that your name?
No, Roger. It's Roger. And I've just noticed that you started to get excited.
I'm
perked up. People are listening. Sometimes it can be dispiriting doing a radio program. Not with you, Richard. it's been prickly this morning.
Very.
Sometimes it can be dispiriting doing a radio program.
No one's listening.
With the suspicion behind every word that you say that no one is actually listening to it. Since we offered the fiver, people have been flooding in with email.
Maybe we should put it up to a tenner and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm Francesca Bailey.
And
Bill Bailey.
No.
Bill Bailey.
God. Andrew Bailey.
A big shout out to Andrew Bailey, the uncle. Your uncle.
Yes. No,
Francesca's dad, your uncle.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Go. Andrew Bailey, Andrew Bailey.
Oh, you wrote it right. Andrew Bailey, 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 Andrew Bailey. Bailey, Andrew Bailey, Andrew Bailey, Andrew Bailey, Andrew Bailey.
Stop, stop.
You use your face to say that.
It's not good radio.
Well done.
Good tongue twister. We're going to do that once a week for one family only.
Great.
Oh.
Tune in. We've got all these people to tune in all of a sudden, and they're going to be tuning out straight away.
I beg your pardon.
Turn on, tune in, cop out. I'm sorry, we're speechless now. This is Stratford Community Radio.
Nick and Rochelle.
Have you got your pens and papers ready?
It is. The quiz.
Stop doing that. I'm never ready.
I wasn't ready either.
I haven't got a pen and a paper ready.
Here you go. Here's a piece of paper, but we've got no pen.
And I'm here you go. Desperate for a wee as well.
Good. Right, come on.
Right, you ready?
Yes, man.
You got a pen, Roger?
Get your pens and papers ready at home. It's the quiz.
Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away. Let's just tell everybody that basically what happens is we get five questions. It's us against you. Well, I'm against Nick, actually, as well, to be fair. Yeah.
Well, you always are.
I always am. And then we'll play a song after this. And then if you want to email us in your answers, we'll see who wins. And Nick says very kindly that whoever wins will win £100.
No, they won't.
Of vouchers of Nick's.
To my album. Is it worth mentioning my album?
Right, yeah. Can I just say, I said, oh, Nick, let's play a song from your album. And you went, no, I can't possibly. I don't want to do it. I'll quit.
My album.
I
wrote an album a couple of years ago. And
it's very good.
It is now on iTunes.
What's it called?
Well done.
It's called Breakdown Service.
Brilliant.
And you can get some tracks on there. In fact, talking of Jane and Richard, they especially liked one track years ago, which I actually put on that album. It's called The Last Laugh. Go and get it on iTunes. Just look up Nick Asbury. Nick Asbury. Breakdown Service.
Breakdown Service.
It could be Recovery.
Yes.
But
that's a good name. Recovery. For your next
one. Just stick in, go to iTunes store and stick in Nick Asbury Breakdown Service. Buy it for, you can either buy the whole album £7.11, or you can buy each track for 79p.
Can I just say that is a great title for your next album, Breakdown? What's it called? Breakdown Recovery.
No, it's Breakdown Service.
Breakdown Service, and then the next one will be called Recovery.
The next one will be called Returning Home on the Back of a Lorry.
Can I do question number one, please?
Sorry.
Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away. I've no pen.
Oh, have this one. I needed that one. Who sang Ireland's winning entry, All Kinds of Everything, in the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest? A.
Right.
Cilla Black.
Shh.
I'll rip it afterwards. A. Cilla Black. B. Kathy Kirby. C. Mary Hopkin. Or D. Dana?
Okay.
Is that
next,
how you pronounce,
please.
Is that how you pronounce
yes,
it?
Yes, move on.
Question number two. Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
Very spiky today.
I'm not spiky. The more you tell me I'm spiky, the more spiky I'll become.
Shut up.
I tell you what, it's very difficult being the only lady in this establishment.
Who wrote the musical Pal Joey with Richard Rodgers?
Wow.
Do you know what? I've seen that.
Good.
A. Oscar Hammerstein. B. No. Lawrence Hart. C. Andre Previn. Or Previn.
Andre Preview.
Or D. Frank Sommer.
Well, there's an interesting question, eh?
It's a very good question, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. When are you going to see Romeo and Juliet?
I don't know.
For those of you who've only ever just tuned in, we're making Sam Molloy read his first ever novel and sending him to his first ever theatre trip.
You say first ever, it's just the first ever for a long time.
For a long, long time. What was the last novel you read?
Harry Potter.
Oh, fair enough.
When I was 12.
Fair enough.
Question number three.
And how old are you now?
15.
You're 18.
Question number three.
On
three.
Show, every night.
Uptight was the first hit for which artist? Oh. Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye,
ooh.
Peter Noon, or Georgie Fame?
Wow.
Was it weird noises? You know?
Delane will get this. If he's still listening.
Delane.
Question number four.
But that's a big place down south.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman.
Sorry, I don't...
What?
I can't remember the things we had, the options. Anyway, I'll just make it up. Go on.
You do anyway.
A, B, C.
Ready?
Yeah.
Question number four.
But that's a big place down south.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman play two conmen in which film? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The Swing.
The Sting, for God's
sake. Shush!
It's so horrible. You are being physical.
You haven't even let me finish.
This is mental abuse. We could take you to a
B,
tribunal.
The Swing.
See?
C, The Sting.
Aha!
You're being clever, you see.
Or D, The King. I didn't make it up. Copied it from a book. Question number five.
Should we just do it now? Because we always forget.
Who wrote the Everly Brothers... I knew I'd mess this one up. Question number five.
Should we just do it now? Because we always forget.
Who wrote the Everly Brothers record, Claudette, with his wife, Claudette Frady?
Wow.
Can I just say, someone's emailed in.
Someone? It's Amanda Webb.
Nick and Sam, leave Rochelle alone.
No.
I've done anything wrong. How
you're
rude.
Included
How
in the
rude.
Male species.
Ready? A. Andy Williams, John Denver, Roy Orbison.
What was the question? Sorry.
Who wrote the Everly Brothers record, Claudette, with his wife Claudette Frady, or whatever it's pronounced? A.D. Williams, John Denver, Roy Orbison, or Lonnie Donegan? Why are you straddling Nick?
She just likes me, that's all.
Blimey. Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Who sang Ireland's winning entry, All Kinds of Everything, in the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest? Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
Who wrote the musical Pal Joey with Richard Rodgers? Question number three.
On show, every night.
Uptight was the first hit for which artist? Question number four.
That's a big place down south.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman play two conmen in which film? Question number five.
Should we just do it now? Because we always forget.
Who wrote the Everly Brothers record, Claudette, with his wife, Claudette Frady? And that's the quiz.
Info at mysCR.co.uk with your answers.
mysCR.co.uk.
Can we not play a tune from your album?
No, because you'd have to pay for it.
Ah.
You get the PRS, though.
I get the PRS of 0.6 pence or whatever it is. But,
You could bring your album in, maybe.
I could bring my album in.
Get something back from the station, you know.
You know, what you give in. We give back to you.
Right. Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's the quiz. The quiz.
Right.
Is everyone ready?
Yes, yes.
Actually, my favourite email I've had, it said, it was titled Answers. It's from Richard Delaney and it says, no idea. It's my favourite one.
Right.
Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Who sang Ireland's winning entry, All Kinds of Everything, in the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest?
Nick Asprey.
Dana.
Raja Ferjani.
Dana. Yay! Get in.
Can someone else score for me, because I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
What's wrong with you this week?
Who wrote the musical Pal Joey with Richard Rodgers, Nick?
I've written Frank Summer.
I've written Frank as well. Because I like that name. Who was it?
Lawrence Hart.
Oh, well, there you are.
Mm-hmm. Or Lorenz Hart, I don't know. It's question number three.
On show, every night.
Uptight was the first hit for which artist?
Nick Asprey.
I put Marvin Gaye.
Raja Ferjani.
I too wrote Marvin Gaye.
Did you know?
It better not be George Foreman.
It was Stevie Wonder.
Was it?
Interesting.
Question number four.
But that's a big place down south.
I think we all got this one right.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman play two con men in which movie?
Nick Asprey.
Speaking about this.
Did you actually know it? Then?
No.
You didn't. You haven't seen that film.
Nick Asprey.
The Sting.
Well, there was only one because I really fancy Robert Redford.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to get the DVD and I'm going to sit down with you and play it with you. Okay. You would love it.
Raja Ferjani.
Yes, I wrote The Sting because I fancy Robert Redford very much. And because you spoke about The Sting too much for it not to be The Sting.
Let me clarify, are you saying The Sting or The Swing?
Not The Swing, The Sting. The answer that Nick gave to me whilst you were doing the question.
So this is the tiebreaker, number five.
Hang on, I haven't marked you yet.
It's two each.
There you go. Question number five.
Should we just do it now? Because we always forget. You might have to away from the mic. Go on. Go on, Mum.
Who wrote the Everly Brothers record Claudette with his wife, Claudette Frady?
I don't know.
Nick Asprey.
I actually think it's... I've put Roy Orbison, but I think it's the last one.
Raja Ferjani.
I have no idea. I wrote John Denver.
Roger?
Damn.
This is a tiebreaker and you both put different ones. Nick?
Come on! Get in! I've won! The Breakfasty Brunchy Show!
Live, local, and online now. Thick and Richer on myscr.co.uk.
That was for Finlay Triton. Get in, Finlay, wherever you are, you're with Mandy. You gonna have a word for your son?
She's lost it.
She's laughing. Next week, there's some bank holiday. It's bank holiday in a week's time.
Really?
Bank holiday Saturday fun. Books and stuff at Cox's Yarn. There's a cartooning workshop with Sarah McIntyre, Studio B. 12:30 till 1:30 next Saturday. Make a book art workshop. Music space, 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock at the Cox's Yard. We'll supply the materials and you supply the inspiration to create a book jacket on the theme of letters. Workshop led by artist Julie de Bastion. Hey. Everyone in the family can be involved.
Julie de Bastion.
Don't play with that one.
Numbers for this are restricted to 30, so book early. That's the music space, 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock at Cox's Yard next Saturday. Playbox Theatre, brilliant. Studio C for an exciting theatre workshop exploring great myths and legends.
Exciting.
So
it will be very good. Looks brilliant, actually. Let's slow down.
Join Playbox Theatre and journey into your imagination. Mime, movement, storytelling, voice and physical theatre all collide in an action-packed workshop for 8 to 11-year-olds.
And it's all down at Cox's Yard.
That's next Saturday.
That sounds fun.
Brilliant. What are you going to be doing for your bank holiday?
My garden. I'm going to be smashing down my shed. I've got a skip, and I'm going to be erecting a new one. And then I'm going to be planting.
Brilliant. Well, listen, remember...
And you'll be helping.
Yes, yes.
I've done our lawn.
I'm filming The In-Betweeners next week.
Oh, yeah, you are. Is that a television programme?
It is a television programme for the E4 comedy teen drama.
Get some photos with the cast.
Oh, I might have to be shot if I take some photographs.
Really?
Oh, but you could try because I love The In-Betweeners.
Not even with the cast? Off stage?
I don't know. We'll see what offset. Remember that the Stratford Literary Festival is continuing to run throughout the next week or two. Tomorrow, an evening with John O'Farrell. I like John O'Farrell. You'd recognise him, yeah? The comedy writer John O'Farrell.
I thought it was John's show at first. I just went.
Face of Satire with frequent appearances on Grumpy Old Men, Newsnight Review, all that sort of
stuff. Yardy.
He is very good. An evening with Felix Dennis on Wednesday the 28th.
You can have tea with Angela.
John Simpson's there on Friday.
I know. I love John Simpson.
And then, of course, on Saturday, 1st of May, there's an evening with Jack D. Next Sunday there's the Bull Literary Pub Quiz.
I know. I thought we could do this. I thought that would be fun.
Yeah. And Monday the 3rd of May, so in a week's time, we can, is it an evening with Jeremy Hardy.
as a new vision. That's literally from the vibe that's come through the door.
The vibe are in the building. They're coming up at 12 o'clock. This has been The Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Thank you so much for listening. This is me, Nick Asbury, and...
And me, Rochette. And I'd just like to add that we do want you to get on Facebook, send us in some photos of you saying, I'm listening, or any other photos or info that you want to put on. Please do put it on the blog and look at our new website, www.breakfastybrunch.co.uk.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Young Sam.
Thank
for
you.
All your work.
Why thanking me so much?
Well, no, you work hard on this show, much harder than we do, in
you
fact.
You do. You are the show. We just come in and merely speak down the microphone.
Thank you.
As it should be.
As it should be. Thank you so much for listening. See you again. We will be back next Sunday. We will be back next Sunday, I think, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
will be back.
Well, you never know. That's when our show is.
It's where if Roger and I have fallen out in the meantime, which is pretty likely at the moment.
Spiky.
Seriously, I have not been spiky at all.
No, you haven't. Great.
so rude.
The way you said that was spiky.
That man looks like he's going to play the drum.
Oh dear. The vibe are in the building. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you same time.
You're going to thank them a bit more. I want you to.
Same time next week. If I don't kill Roger in the first time.
Bye.
It's time to go.
Let's just say bye.
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 You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.